Yes, well, it's actually good afternoon. It's 10 to 4 on the Bonneville Salt Flats at the moment.
And you're standing... Good afternoon. Yes, you're waiting in line at the moment, getting ready to race down the Salt Flats at Bonneville.
That's right, yes. We've done a couple of preliminary runs. They've made us work up through licensing procedure, and we've now qualified to go on the 200-mile-an-hour course. So we've got to try and give it all we've got. It's pretty tough. They recategorise us and put us into another higher level now. So the record that we're chasing is going to be a little bit harder to reach, but we'll give it all we've got. So.
What speed do you have to get to now, Alan, to achieve a record then?
Well, originally it was just under 200 miles an hour. Now we've got to do probably 215 miles an hour, 216 miles an hour. We've run 212 in Hamilton in New Zealand,
yes.
But out here, believe me, it's different. It's hot as hell. We've had temperatures up to around 100 degrees. The ambient temperature is given a density altitude of about 7,000, 7,500 feet, so it's totally different. And traction-wise, I went out yesterday to qualify on a 200-mile-an-hour course, and I was wheel-spinning at 177 miles an hour, and I tell you, that's exciting.
Jesus.
That's enough to give a young fella a heart attack, Alan.
Just about.
What's the fastest you've been so far?
Well, my actual time is 177 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually run up a little bit higher than that on the GPS, but I backed off a wee bit because of traction issues. At the moment, when you're accelerating down the strip, you can't accelerate hard. You've got to accelerate reasonably slowly. But when I was getting wheel spin around the 170 mark, you actually got to back off the throttle and look at your GPS, which has got a speed, miles per hour readout, and you look at your tacho, and you've got to get your tacho to come back down, and your speeder not to drop it, and slowly pull the power on again.
Okay.
Otherwise, what happens? You put the power on, you can see your tachometer going up, but your speed ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So how many more runs, Alan, have you got for the next few days?
Well, this will be our last run today. We lost a run yesterday basically because there's really high winds come through here, and there's actually a mini tornado on the end of the Salt Lake. And the other thing that's hurt us too is it's been very wet. It's actually dried out now, but as you come through, we're driving through water. So, how many runs? Well, it's as many as I can actually get in,
right?
And until the end of Speed Week. Now, realistically, if everything's on my side, the weather's okay, I can get maybe two a day. I could even squeeze a third one in, if I'm lucky, but there's a lot of people coming to enter as late entries, and there's a lot of people out here.